The same thing the Rav says about uvre dogim, that's the roe, the eggs of the fish, the roe you find inside the fish. The same thing, that it has these simonim, that it's sharp on one side, and it's a little more broad on one side, and more pointy on one side. The same simonim, the rabba eggs, the same simonim by the uvre dogim. And Vitali, we learned like this, kili gabi beitzim. We learned by beitzim, these are the simonim of beitzim. So the kids are the raw simonim of beitzim, so therefore what's the shalot to believe a goy that this egg is came from a kosher bird? We should just have to look at the egg, we'll be able to tell by the size, the shape of it, whether it's kosher. And the other side's rounded. Roshi echad kad, roshi echad chad. The same thing, like one end of it is narrow, and the other end is a little bit broad. That's the simonim here. What's going to be beis roshi kadim if the two tips of it are kadim, are broad, or else a beis roshi kadim of both sides of the egg is the same amount of narrowness? Timayim, tasim and tamei. So kids, we have simonim, how an egg is supposed to look. Chelboin mi bachutz, if the white is on the outside, the chelmoin mi bifnim, and the yellow is on the inside, Torah, that's a kosher egg. The opposite, well, let's say the chelmoin, let's say the yellow is bachutz on the outside, the chelboin and the white of the egg mi bifnim is inside, Tumeim. So kids, we have simonim of eggs. Chelmoin the chelboin merovim zebezeh. What's going to be if the white and the yellow of the eggs were mixed up together? If so, in such a case, you do, you know for sure, she baits us asheretz. That's the baits of asheretz, that's treif, you're not allowed to eat it. So, kitzur, we have simonim of the eggs. So, what's the shaila here if you buy an egg from goyim? You have to know from which bird it came from. What's the shaila? We know clearly how the eggs of a knife Torah looks, so just look at the egg and tell the simonim. So where it says, le'etrichel chidashis, where the eggs were cut up already. So therefore you can't tell. Chatuchais. As you said, the lekalumeka ma'duchtris, so that you can't tell if it was round or not. But the more of a living, still let's tell the chelmoin, the chelmoin. Let's take a look at the inside. Tell where the white is and where the yellow of the egg is. So where it says, no, it's all about now, but true face pekaro, where the eggs were already beaten up in a dish. So they're like beaten up eggs. So therefore you can't tell by the simonim. That's the halacha then. If the guy tells you from which bird it came from, you can believe him. For the Gemara, okay, Gavna is a true mizavnina minara, we're allowed to buy a scrambled egg like from a guy. Is that true if the egg is chopped, beaten up? Can you buy such an egg from a guy? I've taught you like this. A moichrim beitzas treifle de chovim. A Jew is not allowed to sell an egg. It came out of an oath that's a treifa to a guy. Elim came true for the kara, because if he sell it to him, Stamazai, we're afraid maybe another Jew will buy it off the guy, and then they'll forget there was a treifa, and you'll be machshel somebody. So the only time you're allowed to sell it to a guy, Elim came true for the kara, if it's beaten up in a plate, then you're allowed to sell it to a guy. So the figure, therefore, the same halach applies also, that therefore, ein loichin mehem beit some truth as bekara, that a Jew knows he's not allowed to buy off a guy a beaten up egg, because he has to be afraid maybe it came from an oif tomei, and the Jew had the egg first and gave it over to a guy. So kids, he can't buy a beit a treifa from a guy. So I have to tell us, our case here is talking about that you're buying a beaten up egg from a guy, and he tells you which bird it came from, you can trust him. We don't buy such eggs like that. So the answer is, Elarad Omer Rab Zera. Simonim lav di raisa. I tell you now, these simonim we have by the eggs, it's not really midiraisa. Mean to say, midiraisa, you can't really rely on these simonim. Yeah. Di hochi gasinim. Elarad Rab Zera, simonim lav di raisa. Means hanech simonim beitzim. These signs by an egg. Love halachah l'mashem sinai. It's not really like halachah l'mashem sinai, and therefore leisachin lei. We're not samach on these so much. So therefore, we have to believe the guy that it came from a kosher bird. We can't just tell by the simonim how the egg looks, because it's lav diraisa. So merestakro, and he brings a raya. Yalom Rabzer, what the simonim lav diraisa? Because di loy teim yochi. We're not going to say like this. If you want to tell me that really it's diraisa, if so. That we had before. Rabasi said that Shmoinus Sveikis saying there are eight birds that we have a suffix whether they're Torah or not. The case there was the kurkavin over there was peeled off very hard with a knife he had to use. So it's a shail if they were tummy or not. So the question is, how do you have a suffix about those birds? Lived or pervades them to do? Why don't we take a look at the eggs and see how they are? If they're round on one side and more broad on the other side, it should be a sim of the yoif is tahor. Ella, the teretz is, shemamin, it's a proof for me that simon alav diraisa. That's possible to have a bird that's still treif, and the eggs look like it's kosher. So the simon himself is not 100% proof, he can't be simcha dam diraisa. So therefore you have to ask the good guys to tell us exactly from which bird these eggs came from. So there's a question, if so, so if you tell me now, it's love, do you write so these simonim by eggs? So for what purpose was it learned? Like, for what din does it help? So this is meant to say, beis rosh kadim, if both sides of the egg are broad, or beis rosh kadim, if both sides of the eggs are more pointy, or else, oy chelma mivachutz, if the yellow is on the outside, v'chelma mivifnim, and the white is on the inside, v'adei tmeya. It helps us this much. If we have an egg and looks like this, we know for sure it's tameh. Came from a bird, it's tameh. The egg is for its tameh. What's going to be though? Reishe chad chad. One head of it is sharp. Reishe chad chad, and the other side of it is broad. The chelboim vachutz, so where the white is on the outside, the chelmer and the yellow vifnim. So we don't know. It's possible it came from a knife tahor, because these are simonim taira, but it's pasav diraisa, it's possible it came from a bird's tummy also. So in such a case, for your malachov, the guy tells us, shelosh ploni vitoru, this egg came from a chicken, like this type of a bird. So then, samach alayim, we have a right to be samach on the goyim, that it came from that type of a bird, and the egg is kosher. But bistomo letismach alayim, but if they stam tell you this egg is kosher, that you can't be samach on it. They don't tell you clearly, you can't be samech on them. Yeah, letismach alayim, alayim. Why? The ikar, the urva, the domel of the yoina. There is this ura of the raven, the urva, the domel looks like you're like a pigeon. Therefore, you can't tell. If they'll think it's kosher, and really it's not. Therefore, it's only they know clearly tell us which bird it is. So that's the simonim help us. Simonim do help us a little bit. That if we see these simonim and we hear from the god that it's kosher, then we'll trust him. Oh, my mom, what we just said before, chelboin v'chelma merovim zeh b'zeh, if the white and the yellow of an egg is mixed together, do you do a she beitzes a sheretz? You have to know for sure, this the egg that came out of a sheretz. For the moral of my hero, so what's negated to? Like the little just say it's treif, it's tummy. What do you have to say comes out of a sheretz for? Oh, my ravuk for bachom aloim, it comes to tell us, shim rikmo v'nikvo is metama b'chadosha. Rashi's rikma means noitzer Hashem's b'teicha. If there's a little share that's growing inside it already, and v'nikva Rashi says sheyocholiga berekum, that let's say you made a hole there, there's a nekiv there, that's possible to touch it. If so, it has tuma b'chadosh. That's the chiddush, that has tumas of a sheretz on it, and the sheretz is tuma b'chadosh. That's the chiddush here, that this egg came from a sheretz, so if it has tumor on it, otherwise that in itself is also a pshita. The chiddush is that it even has tumah, it's like tumah of a sheretz, and the chiddush is even though it's only a small size of the chadosh of a lentil, so it's matama. Mask of Lerovin Ravini asked the question, v'dil modu nochashi, maybe the seg comes from a nochash. And where a nochash doesn't have a din sheretz, and therefore it's not matama b'chadosha. Yeah. So as they have the Ela Oma, rov like this, shim rikmo v'ochlo, nafkumina is, if the egg starts to like have a sheretz inside it already, and now somebody eats it, that mishum sheretz, it's not only yosem mishum a beit that's tameya, but you also have a lab of a sheretz sheretz aloritz. Rashi says what shel nochosh doimul shel sheretz for two main bo. Somebody the nochosh doesn't have tuma, so maybe this egg came from a nochosh doesn't have tuma. The teretz is rather nafkumina is you're over the special lab of eating a sheretz, which is a sheretz aloritz. Vilo yashminun she baits the shirim. Wouldn't have told us that this egg that has mixed up the white and the yellow from a sheretz Ela Tamei Stam, would you stam said Tamei? I would have thought to say, Mishum Maif Tamehu. Its own Yeskos came from a knife. And therefore it's also Tidit. But I wouldn't know you over the special love of Sheretz. So therefore it's told us no. The Yasubay Mishum Sheretz Oretz, a locket, I would have thought to say. Kamash Malon, it's called a Sheretz Oretz. That's a Chiddush over here. That this type of an egg came from a Sheretz Oretz, and you get Malkus for this love. But the Mihochi, if so, Ma'ira de Tumeya, I feel the Terenami. What do you have to say then? Only if it has, you know, if it has a rick means it started, something started to grow inside it already. Like the egg is not just on the white and the yellow, but there's a little creature inside already. If so, even an egg of a Toradika chicken should be the same way also. Yochim, what are you telling me it's also? To Tumeya, because the egg is Tumei, I feel the Terenami, even a chicken's egg. The time will learn like this. When the Pasuk says, "Call Hasheretz, Hasheretz Aloritz," any creature that creeps on the earth, so the rabbis come to teach us